Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, rancher Weston Merrill revives a 40-year-old snowblower to make room for his pregnant cows. If you don't live on a ranch and you never have, you might have an image of calving season. Wobbly, knock-kneed baby calves stumbling through balmy, green pastures. That was my image anyway, and it does look like that in some places, like in England, where I spent time growing up. But here in central Montana, calving begins with snowblowing.
I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that the drifts of snow are 10 to 12 feet high. So we've got a snowblower that my Grandpa Durrell purchased in 1978. We dug that out of the snowbank and greased it up and tightened the chains, and now we're using the snowblower.
That's Weston. He's a young rancher in Fergus County, back on the ranch he grew up on, and trying to make it all happen, help his dad, raise his three young kids, and ultimately expand his operation. Blowing the snow out of the corrals is a critical, if frustrating, first step toward each one of these goals.
So we've got snow drifts completely covering our cattle working facilities. And so right now the daily grind is going to be removing all of that snow in preparation for working those cows.
I wondered if maybe he should wait a little bit. After all, Montana's famous for its ice-eating Chinooks, those warming winds that blow into northern and west central Montana from the Rocky Mountain front that can raise winter temperatures from below zero to near 70 degrees for a few hours or days. But Weston's not having any of it.
That amount of snow in one spot would take a long time to warm up and go away. And it's not going to be gone by the time I need to work cows. So instead of waiting around and hoping that that happens, I might as well start taking care of it right now.
Weston's paycheck comes once a year when he sells his calves at the end of the summer. So he pretty much puts everything he's got into that crop, even if it means spending his days fighting with a 40-year-old snowblower. Calving is still some weeks away, though, so that frees him up to help his wife, Shannon, wrangle the kids. Usually what she needs is just half an hour here or there, so she doesn't have to wake a sleeping baby and load a persnickety toddler into the car just to pick up her preschooler.
Instead of driving to, you know, the preschool or whatever 2 blocks away, you got to drive 15 miles to pick your kids up from school, which turns into a big endeavor sometimes, especially with inclement weather. You know, the logistics of living out far away from civilization.
It's one of the sometimes uncomfortable realities of living the Montana dream. Those of us who fancy trading our traffic-choked commutes for life in a rural paradise might take note. Shannon grew up in suburban Salt Lake City. She's ever alert to the paradox.
A lot of people out here say it's just the best way to raise a family, and I didn't grow up this way, and I feel like I turned out okay, so I'm like, well, it's not the best. I don't feel like. I think you can raise good kids anywhere and everywhere, but it does just bring natural responsibilities to children, I think.
She's catching on to that point of pride farmers and ranchers feel raising their kids on the places where they grew up.
My 5-year-old knows sex education already from being out here. So, I mean, there's lots of learning things that you might not talk about if you're in the city, but she wants to know why calves are coming out or what's going on. And she knows all about the afterbirth. And I mean, just kind of funny things like that.
And of course, even if he's staring down an antique snowblower, Dad's around a lot of the time.
I can call him if things are getting restless at home and say, what are you doing? Can we come out? Or can you come and take one of the kids? So they get to spend a lot of time with him and their grandpa too.
Next week, the family takes off for Montana Winter Fair, a celebration of agriculture, livestock, and the Western way of life here in the Big Sky.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.